Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. We are here on Facebook Live. We are here on our podcast. We are here on YouTube and Akaku. We are all over the creation.
Man, somebody's outside throwing smoke signals for this.
That's right. I, of course, am G Money, the host of this rambunctious crew. I am also joined
and
by.
And they're not Native American.
That's right. Welcome back to the one and only Ganon, the punk rock superstar. Is back.
Why? Can, I'm gone for like one show, and it's here, like I've been gone for a year.
Well, here's the thing. You need to explain yourself to everyone, because what the hell? Well, where'd you go?
Oh, I stubbed my toe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's so lame.
I thought you had like food poisoning or something.
Wow. All right. Well,
I thought you were in the hospital. I sent you flowers.
You sent somebody flowers.
Also joining us tonight is the cleanly shaven and mullet-headed Tom Bernardi. He's in the house as well.
That's clean shape.
Hi.
Hey, look
not
at
his
him.
Face.
Look at,
no,
look at his,
not
face.
His face.
Looks
no.
like he glued some pubes on there. That's
true. He didn't mean cleanly shaving his face.
He did a Todd Bernardi, our local comic book artist, did a little trimming. Did a little hedge trimming.
Manscaping.
Yes, he manscaped a bit. You look
he tended to his garden.
That's right, he tended to his garden. You look quite dapper, sir.
I trimmed the hedges.
There you go. You look dapper. I'm sure your wife appreciates it.
No, she's mad at me now.
Wow, interesting.
She's like,
I would be too.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice a difference.
Wow. also joining us tonight is our gaming guru. He's in the house as well. It is Format. He's in the house as well.
Don't talk to
him. And
the
man
who
hi, YouTube.
The man who did not join us last week because he was too busy with family or whatever.
What?
Alika, the man who owns Molly Comics and Collectibles in the house. Oh, that's right. You were in New York.
Yeah, for a selling off his family.
Multicultural wedding, gee. Mm-hmm. It would have made you throw up in your mouth.
It would have. It's already. It already has a little bit right now. It has a little bit right now.
Seriously, though, my friend's wedding was beautiful.
Was it really?
It was. There was a secular. Do you call it when it's non-religious,
non-denominational, or any? Yeah,
they call it secular, right?
Secular.
And then the second.
They call it un-Christian. They called it secular just because you.
Oh,
there.
you mean where their marriage is doomed to hell?
Because Seki went.
Is that what you're saying?
And then the second night was a Muslim ceremony.
Okay.
And it was massive. And
really.
In a beautiful space, it was just.
I'm not going to make any further comments.
Yeah, I know, because G-Money's right there. I'm trying to trigger him.
Well, here's the thing. What we all know is that multiculturalism is ruining this country.
Well, it already ruined Norway, right?
Right, exactly. It's already ruined. It's ruining
Germany.
You just
used the word
right
Muslims.
Now.
You sure you want to keep digging that?
Well, I think that it's okay. I mean,
make a joke about a drone strike.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I'm not
I could always
that.
Count on Todd to be like worse than G. It's like, all right. I'm
sorry. Let me write your material.
Never mind.
Yeah.
My friend, he's a professional comedian in New York. Yeah. Awesome, beautiful ceremony.
Awesome guy.
Congratulations to them.
Fantastic.
But also, while I was out there, I want to bring this up just because Luke Cage is coming up, that my friend who worked at the law office, who helped advise on the first season of Daredevil.
Yes.
The law offices of Adam Perlmutter, of which now my friend Dan McGinnis is a partner. He was telling me, oh, they didn't consult us for season two. That's just like, we wash our hands of that.
Oh, wow. It's like just, interesting.
I mean, in the courtroom, because sure. It's all in the court for, it's just wild and accuracy. You know, you're like, he's like chaired to the, chained to the table. And
did
everything.
You fly to Boston too?
Well, I just drove.
Oh, you drove from New York to Boston.
It takes like an hour.
No, it was like 3 hours.
I mean, with traffic.
No, it was like, we had to drive through Connecticut. It was like, I don't realize.
Man, you went through Connecticut? That's the wrong way. No,
I don't know geography. They could have told me in a circle.
There you go. So that was good. So you had a good time?
Yeah, it was great.
Good, good. I'm glad.
And that was the only nerdy thing I had to bring that up.
Oh, yeah, it was the only nerdy thing?
I had a good time, too.
Good. You weren't.
I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere?
No, I was here.
It's a fun fact, you're winning you those earbuds.
I was. I'm a little disappointed you went to a wedding which couldn't work on the first annual Maui Comic Con, which is coming up. But it's all right.
I was working on the Comic Con at the same time.
Okay.
It's always on my mind.
He's doing more work on it than you are.
Listen.
Hear ye, hear
everyone
ye.
Knows this.
I think the rest of us are doing more work on it than you are. Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, G, let's put all your contributions in a bucket.
Yeah, yeah. There won't be much in there. Yeah.
Did you hear that pin drop?
Yeah, that's what's in there. I don't even want to hear it. My work is going to be done at the con.
I think the public's happy to hear that you have nothing to do with this.
That's right. That's right. So you and the public can suck it.
Except you're going to be doing all the interviews with our great guest, Steve Lealoha.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get everybody's name wrong.
James Silvani.
That's right.
Aaron Sparrow.
I'm going to call
Tad Stones, the creator of Darkwing Duck for the 25th anniversary. Sorry to interrupt you.
He's going
to
be Steve Lealoha, when you were writing Fable.
That's right. I'm going to call all the artists, writers, and all the writers, artists. That's what I'm going to do. All right?
I'm just going to troll him. Scott Lobdell.
That's
going to
troll everybody. Exactly. Scott Lobdell style. By the way, before I forget, I'm also joined by the one and only henchman, comic book henchman, Swan, is in the house tonight as well. And the man holding the camera is Silent Sean. He's in the house tonight as well, ladies and gentlemen. You may hear from him.
Just came back from vacation.
He did come back from vacation.
He was lunging all across America.
Yeah, he was. He went to Oregon, didn't he? He went to Oregon, didn't bring back any
donuts.
If
you look him up on Facebook, he really did.
He brought you back some
America.
Special candy. Oh.
He did. And then where else did you go other than Oregon?
Arizona.
Where?
Seattle and Arizona.
Seattle. I hate Seattle and I love Arizona. Can't stand Seattle for some reason. The weather stinks, and I've never liked it. Sorry, but Arizona,
love you,
though.
Seattle.
You're hateful.
But I love Arizona. I've always liked Arizona. I've always enjoyed. I've lived there.
I heard Arizona is a cesspool of human filth.
It's
I heard it's a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah, it's the Mos Eisley of the United States.
The U.S.
Thanks for watching, Arizona.
I think that's the name of the show.
We
Arizona.
Just lost all of Arizona.
That's right.
I know, it's not even a city, it's a
all
whole state.
All of a sudden, Arizona is Mos Eisley's cantina.
I think it's because you're so close to Mexico.
I don't have a problem. You should have not continued to talk.
I know.
I don't have a problem with Mexicans.
I'm really having...
I like how Arizona's obviously. Like, I, my friend doesn't
I'm
like
just going to go back to...
I don't like you either.
I'm just going to go back to making...
Yeah, make snide comments. Just don't be so offensive, won't you?
I'm sorry. I'll just.
Yeah. I can't believe G has to dial you back.
I know it's weird.
That's
right?
Insane.
Sorry.
That's what I have to do to him.
I just wanted to. I mean, I thought well, nothing was off limits because you know, drone strikes.
Mother.
And then he said it again.
Anyway.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Man.
We're going to edit all this out.
Yeah, we
None
are.
Of this ever gets edited out.
I know.
There's just going to be like a fuzzy.
You're just going to blur Todd out. Yeah. And you'll hear muffling.
Just Todd's all pixelated.
Well, here's the thing. We are...
You won't be on the show anymore next episode?
It's so fascinating that we are in the fall TV season. We are also in the middle of the football season. And, of course, the most watched thing on television was the debates last night between... two of the most unlikable candidates you will ever find in any presidential election.
Hashtag right in Bernie.
Yeah, it was a rough one, but I watched the whole thing, so that was kind of interesting. It's like that debate last night was like a reality TV show. That's exactly
it was
what
terrible.
It was.
Yeah,
it was
obviously scripted and poorly filmed.
Poorly filmed, right? Anyway, but today we're going to talk not about politics. I have a whole other show for that. Tonight, we're going to talk about television. We're going to be talking about movies. We're going to talk about games. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool stuff. But first, let's get to this. The first annual Maui Comic-Con is happening here in Lahaina, November 5th.
Todd Bernardi's going to be there.
Todd Bernardi is going to be there.
Wait, well, I haven't confirmed yet, but it's likely.
He's waiting for the check to clear.
No pressure.
He hasn't confirmed.
Seriously, Todd, no pressure.
He hasn't confirmed.
You don't
yet.
Have to be there.
Well, I know. You really don't.
He's on a waiting list to go to a con in New Zealand, but yet he hasn't confirmed the Maui Comic Con.
Yeah.
Weird. It's so weird.
Priorities.
Todd,
priorities.
Don't worry about
it's
it,
all
man.
That driving.
I know, I guess so. I mean, how long does it take to drive from here to Auckland?
I gotta take my SUP.
SUP?
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh,
a stand-up paddleboard.
That
yeah.
Anyway, the first annual Maui Comic Con is happening.
That's
November
how I got to Hawaii Con.
And 6th. It is courtesy
Saturday
of.
Saturday and Sunday at the Lahaina Cannery Mall.
That's right. It's courtesy of Maui Comics and
the
Collectibles.
The week of Halloween, by the way.
It is the week of Halloween. So, something
so you can just reuse your costumes. We're not going
to
think
hold
on
to your costume. Don't return to the store.
Costumes and
although
the cosplay.
The cosplay contest is going to have different requirements for a percentage of costume made. So the more your costume is made, the better your score will be.
Cool.
Judges.
Maybe give it a rinse. maybe make sure it's clean.
Clean the beer stains off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You'll be good.
Well, you know, don't. You know,
these
don't
are all
discriminate.
That apply to you too,
clean,
Todd.
Clean all the stains off. Don't right. just not just the beer stains.
Well, speaking of stains,
writer
Aaron Sparrow from the new Darkwing Duck run will be there.
Oh, cool.
He's hilarious. So if you read his Twitter,
that's a weird segue.
I was just going to say,
I'm sure he appreciates.
If
that.
You follow his online presence, he has a good sense of humor.
Cool.
He's not going to be mad at me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It is. Stains. Just know that this is the first Comic-Con here on Maui. Alika of Maui Comic.
First
collectibles is putting a lot
first
of work
ever.
Into this, and it's gonna be one of those things where your support is more needed, is definitely needed, and we want to do this again bigger and even better. So you guys' support is needed November 5th and 6th at Lahaina Cannery Mall for the Maui Comic-Con, the first annual. So Facebook Live, YouTube, Akaku, you guys have got to come and enjoy the Maui Comic-Con happening November 5th and 6th. So,
Todd, not too much.
And also, just really quickly, I also wanted to just give a shout out to the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, who's doing a lot to sending a lot of their guys out to support us.
Even Todd.
We've got Sam Campos. Actually, Todd's the ringleader.
Is Sam Campos coming now? Is
yeah,
that
Sam Campos is on his way. We've got Chris Carvalho. I just confirmed him. Canilla Tripp, you know. Inker and colorist, and he's a great artist too. I've seen some.
Has Mr. Theo Lee confirmed as well?
I believe so. I'm gonna give it a hard maybe, but I'm pretty sure he's gonna be there. Theo Lee, local favorite.
That's mm-hmm. all I ever give anybody. It's a hard maybe.
I don't know, man. I've seen your soft maybe. It's pretty.
For some reason, that is a good name for the show. Hard but, maybe.
And so we've who else we got? We've got Francine Wallraven. Whose Kickstarter just got completely funded for
fantastic
her adult
Francine
coloring book.
And it's still 3 days to go.
And
so
congrats.
If you want to buy it, at mm-hmm. It's only $40 to get it on our Kickstarter mm-hmm. right now. But if it's going to be in the store, you're going to be paying plus markup, so you better get it on Kickstarter right now.
Yep. So, Francine, what I really want from you is a little gratitude from the for the Nerdwatch.
I'm sure it was all for
that Nerdwatch bump.
It was that Nerdwatch bump.
It was exactly
Francine,
what
if you're watching, yes, it was all us.
It was all it
and
was all
I
us.
Won an online contest where I won an amazing piece of art.
That's amazing. You've never won anything before.
Exactly. Never.
Which is the only reason why he's bumping it so hard.
That's
exactly.
Right.
I'm stoked, is. Man. Thank you so much, Francine. Wallraven for doing that.
If you don't know who she is, Francine Wallraven, we did an interview with her just a couple of weeks ago.
I adore that woman, by the way.
She's amazing. AKA Yomama Bin Laden.
Yeah, she's also
a roller derby chick.
It's crazy. She's a very talented artist, and you can get in on her Kickstarter. You can check it out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Just
Madam
scroll down
Wallraven's
a bit.
Erotic adult coloring.
She's
book.
Also hosting Miss Fest 2 this year.
Oh, is she really?
Mm-hmm.
She likes punk rock.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Kind of goes part and parcel with
erotic
coloring books.
Because people look at me and think erotic coloring book.
Well, duh.
You are an erotic coloring book.
Yeah, man.
Well, boys and girls, before we get too crazy, it's time for us to find out what is happening in the world of comic books this week. It is New Comic Book Wednesday every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
Not to mention 20% Tuesday, which precedes it.
And of course it does. 20% Tuesday does precede it. And
then we go right back to Full Price Wednesdays.
That's right. Full Price, New Comic Book Wednesdays, and Alika.
And Full Price Fridays.
And
yeah, don't forget about
Alika's here to give us what is the best in comics this week.
That's a lot of pressure.
Courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Oh, and Thrifty Thursdays where you pay full price.
Oh, Thrifty Thursdays. Nice.
I'm thrifty about it.
All right,
well, they
so what's
buy
going
less,
on?
But it's still full price.
Oh, I see.
What's going on, Alika?
We've got Action Comics, 964.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Getting closer to that 1,000.
Yep.
Is the underwear back on the outside yet?
I hope so.
Yeah. Is the stupid Mandarin collar back still? That's what I want to know.
Oh, the
he has a stupid fruity Mandarin collar.
It's a Mandarin collar.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Jim Lee called it that.
A
so
Mandarin
it's okay
because
he's Korean.
It's a, you can call it that because you're Asian.
Wow,
it's not even the same Asian.
That's the name of the pot.
That's not
even the same Asian.
Not the same Asian.
The wrong Asian.
The wrong.
That's
there's no such thing as a wrong
mark
Asian.
Mark that. That's the name of the
mark
pot.
It. I'm marking
the
it.
Wrong Asian.
Okay.
Aliens Defiance number 5. Batgirl number 3.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Batman Beyond Rebirth number 1.
Batman Beyond Rebirth?
Rebirth?
Yeah, each of these titles gets a rebirth title before the actual number 1. Consider it like an issue zero. Yeah, so it's very confusing. It's hard to explain to everybody. Yeah.
So, so do we finally find out what happens during Rebirth? Because we're beyond Rebirth now?
No, we're still in the middle of it.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. I love DC Comics, but this is getting...
Do you know they are breaking all the sales records? Like, comics haven't sold this much in 20 years, which tells me they're about to crash hard.
Which means that Maui Comics and Collectibles is rolling in the dough right now.
Or they'll be closing in a year.
That's right. So, what else is coming out this week?
Captain America, Sam Wilson, number 13.
Cool.
Everybody's favorite Cap. Deadpool number 19.
Everybody's favorite Cap. That's a little sacrilegious, don't you think?
Why, I just wanted to get a rise out of
you. Racist.
Yeah, you
no,
racist.
Well, it's because
Rogers is the best Captain.
Well,
America.
He's part of Hydra.
Yeah, he's in Hydra. How can he be the best Cap?
He's basically a Nazi.
Everybody knows
he's
Bucky
basically
is
Hitler.
But you know what? I can even go for that. I could say that Bucky's probably the second best Cap.
No, he's the best Cap.
He's the only other person that was Captain America other than Steve Rogers.
And you know who the third best Cap is? Sam Wilson.
There was only three.
I'm putting them in order.
All right, whatever.
It's kind of hard to do a top three when there only were three.
Also,
I thought there was a girl one, too.
There was? I didn't know that.
Back to Deadpool. There wasn't a girl. There was like Amalgam or whatever. It was like a side thing.
But
even Amalgam was still a guy.
I was thinking of like that Secret War stuff.
Oh, where the Caps. Multiverses.
Okay.
So we also Deadpool Annual number 1.
Sweet.
Is also I don't know why number 19 and Annual number 1 is coming out at the same time, but if you like Deadpool, that's good news. Deathstroke number 3. Deathstroke. I think I just had a stroke.
Somebody call 911. Holy crap.
Where's Detective 11 on the phone?
Detective Comics 941 approaching issue 1000.
Yes.
Disney's Darkwing Duck number 5.
Oh, snap.
Written by
snap.
Aaron Sparrow and art by James Silvani.
Nice.
Awesome run so far. And they're going to be there at the Maui Comic Con 2016.
I've noticed that you're doing something interesting this week.
What's that?
You are mixing Marvel and DC together.
I'm just going in alphabetical order because
gotcha.
I was kind of dilly-dally.
Sam Wilson's got a Stranko variant comes out tomorrow.
Let me check if I got it.
Why don't you stop talking and all your comic book lingo down there, Bernardi?
Yeah, we're getting
viewers. I don't know what a Stranko.
Yeah. Why don't you let us know?
Jim Stranko is a comic legend.
Insider.
This kind of becomes the part of the pod where me and Todd shop, I just realized.
You're like picking out what you're going to get.
Flat out looking online to see what's
all right, well, I'm going to go on.
All right, you go on.
We've also got Disney's Zootopia graphic novel.
Wow.
In case Professor Barry's interested in the totally non-racist Zootopia.
Why are you carrying that book, by the way? Was there a massive amount of people that wanted that book?
I just want to shove it in people's faces.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like, equality.
That's why
you must accept
that's
this.
That's why you only have two copies coming?
You must... What is it like? I love how right-wingers get, like, super, like, pretzel-twisty about it. They're like, I don't like how you're trying to make me be tolerant of your tolerance.
That's right.
Like... Hey, don't be intolerant of my intolerance.
That's right. Don't be intolerant of my tolerance. I like that. I love it. It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of tolerance, Doctor Strange, Annual number 1.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a, what else? Flash number 7. Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps number 5. Hellblazer number 2.
Ooh.
Josie and the Pussycats number 1.
Whoa.
Lumberjanes.
Is Josie and the Pussycats a Marvel book or is it an Archie book?
That's
okay,
Archie.
Wait a minute. Is this Swamp Thing on the Rebirth cover of Hellblazer?
Yeah, I mean Hellblazer's first appearance was in Swamp Thing.
Dude, I know.
Danny Trejo.
Okay.
What? Let me see.
No, I get that.
It totally is Trejo.
Yeah, it's Danny.
So
Trejo, dude.
I'm just kind of it was a Rebirth. I didn't realize that they were going to go back to that.
Yeah,
interesting.
Of course. That's what the purpose of Rebirth is, to go back to the roots of the characters and kind of clean up their origins.
All right, I may want this. That's awesome. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we also got, I said Lumberjanes already, right? So
yeah.
Mask Revolution, if everybody remembers.
Mask! Yeah, of course.
I remember Chia. Chia.
Wasn't Cher in that movie?
Not that mask.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't Jim Carrey in that movie?
Not that one either.
Oh, man.
So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Then, yeah.
We've also got New Avengers number 16.
Cool.
Odyssey number 11.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Outcast by Robert Kirkman and Paul Azaceta, who we interviewed on the Nerd Watch.
Yes, we did, Paul Azaceta.
Let's see, Rick and Morty number 18. Ooh. Everybody loves them, some Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Saga 38, for all you Saga junkies.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's everybody, don't lie.
Ooh.
It's only Todd. Spider-Gwen number 12,
Ooh.
For all you Ooh. Multiverse Spider-Gwen lovers. This is a big one. Spider-Man Deadpool number 9.
They've got like a
million. Why is that a big one?
This is the first appearance of a new character who's going to be like a main protagonist or antagonist to Spider-Man and Deadpool. Itsy Bitsy is a female character, and she's going to be really emotionally and mentally manipulative. From what
everybody has to buy
saying.
That book.
It's a big one. People are going to want to get that one before it sells out.
They have what's they a Marvel have like 9,000 variant covers for that too.
I only got two of them.
Which ones did you get?
Just the classic variant and the story thus far, which isn't even that great. But
well,
I don't like to pay into the variant game. I mean, we get them, but it's like
Ed McGuinness is going to do one, and Wills Portacio is going to do another.
Oh, really?
Ooh,
one?
Portacio.
Yeah.
That guy's cool.
All right.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he is.
You are correct, sir.
Alika is in here for the purity of the
Portuguese.
Comic.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know if he's in it to sell them. But he's definitely
Sean's
in it for
turning into Federico Fellini.
I'm like the Todd Bernardi of
That's right, you are.
Comics.
All right, what else?
Wait, Suicide Squad
can I
number
be
three?
The Todd Bernardi of comics?
You're I might that want that with the Itsy Bitsy, the new character. I might want that.
I don't know why I asked
it
you.
It does not apply to you.
Tarzan of On the Planet of the Apes, number one of
what?
Five. That one looked interesting to me. So
he's going to punch apes in the face.
Yeah, it's going to rule.
So what is he?
And they're going to talk
he's
about
He's on the Planet of the Apes?
He's on the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
They're going to be like, I don't like being punched.
I watched the Legend of Tarzan movie. I watched that this week.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was
all
right. It was all right.
No?
Yeah.
Teen Titans Rebirth number one. Titans number three. Totally Awesome Hulk number 10. Let's see.
Is we're Pac almost still writing that,
oh,
by
man,
the way?
Oh, man, you skipped Oop. Strawberry Pac? Shortcake.
And yeah, Teen Titans Strawberry. Number one.
Henry,
no,
isn't
I said
it,
Teen Titans.
Oh,
it's Henry Pac
attention.
That still writes that Awesome Hulk, isn't it? Or isn't that the name of the character?
Oh, Frank Cho.
Frank Cho. No, but isn't the name of the Hulk... isn't it Pac?
Amadeus Cho.
Oh.
No, Greg Pak is doing the art. That's right.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was wondering. If it was the name of the
artist.
Yeah.
I don't know who's writing it.
Anyway.
So.
Neither does Swan. That's why he's not saying anything.
He might not be saying anything, too, because he's not on camera.
That's true as
that,
well.
That could be. Right. That could have something to do with it.
And then we've got Wonder Woman number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then X-Men 92 number 7.
Okay.
That's about all the
X-Men 92 fantastic.
Right,
Snot Girl number 3 is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. Actually, that hasn't really been a big seller. I thought it would. The art is great, but people haven't really picked up on it.
Because it's not Spider-Man or Deadpool.
I know. Yeah. It's not Spider-Gwen.
You know what? If that Itsy Bitsy Spider-Man comic is going to be the first Marvel comic I've picked up in, I'd say, at least over a decade.
It's worth getting because it's a new Spider-Man and Deadpool villain.
Yeah,
so you know she's going to get heavy use.
I don't buy Marvel comics.
Hey,
unless
come
she
on,
sucks.
Wait, like there's...
Look.
Let's not talk about
I'm
going
to get ahead of
the
implication
people.
And just tell you to shut your sexist
okay.
mouth.
Well, listen, we better get going on some real news this morning.
Wait,
this
comic
morning,
books
this
real news.
Evening.
Real news.
I want to get to Ganon first because Ganon finally
saw a movie.
Finally saw the movie that I wanted him to see because he is the horror aficionado. He got to see the remake of The Blair Witch.
It's not a remake.
It's a sequel.
Man,
sorry.
You're stupid,
can
man.
You just spoil it? Because I don't want to see it.
Here's the thing.
Is he allowed to spoil it? I want to hear spoilers.
He can spoil it if he wants to. But here,
tell us
you,
why it's not a sequel.
Did you watch it with someone? Or were you by yourself?
Yes, I took my girlfriend.
Okay. Does
and she hated it.
And here's the thing.
She's not trusting my choices lately.
Okay. Here's the thing, and maybe
if
I'm
you're
wrong,
watching, I'm sorry, but you
but
don't
when
trust
you watch it with, I always think when you watch a movie with your significant other, they kind of ruin your excitement for the film.
Maybe for you, that happens, but for other people, like you know, human beings
that are
enjoy being with their significant other,
that are in happy relationships,
they like to share things with each other.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
I can't speak for your relationship.
Oh, of course not. You can't. It's not your fault. But anyway, Blair Witch. What'd you think?
I liked it. For 75% of the movie, it does largely mimic the original. It's going into it, I did not expect it to be found footage. I did not think they were going to ring that bell a second time around for that story, but they do. And ultimately,
it follows all the same tropes as the first movie, so...
So it feels like a remake.
You're not really... Well, no, but it's definitively a sequel, because they reference the characters from the first film.
Oh, okay.
It writes the second film completely out of the picture, though. Because in the second film, they address that it's actors...
But the second one was so good.
You know, the second one was completely
wacko. They write it out of continuity, because they flat out tell you in the second film that those are actors, and the phenomenon wasn't real, so on and so forth.
Oh, okay,
and this
cool.
one, those the characters from that original tape were real characters, and... There's some very big logic problems. Like, it's the brother of Heather that wants to go searching in the woods to go find her, which already is a big logic problem, because after 12 or however many years they say it was, he's still expecting to find her in the forest.
True. Good point.
So that's the first logic problem that I saw. But what's cool about the movie is what they introduced.
Maybe find her dead.
He's
just to bring her body home.
Wow,
oh, really? He said alive?
Interesting. He's like, I'm hoping to find Heather. You never at any point does he portray that as like,
find her body.
I know she's going to be dead. Yeah. He doesn't ever say that.
Oh. Like, he doesn't want, like,
what kicks the story off?
Yes,
is that they get a new tape surfaces of somebody going through the house that you see at the end of the first film,
mm-hmm.
and you see a glimpse of somebody in a mirror,
uh-huh.
and that's what makes him think that his sister is not only still alive but still in this forest and in this cabin. So somehow he believes that, and that's what starts the whole story off. And they find these two locals that take them into the forest, that they're the ones that found the tape in the first place, and they had their own YouTube channel, and they've been posting videos of weird stuff like that, and that's the thing that they posted. So it really starts from them. What's cool about the movie is that, and this is going into spoilers, so if you guys haven't seen it yet, don't listen any further,
is that
the movie plays with time.
Okay.
In not necessarily a logistical sense, because at a certain point, two of them get separated from the main group. And the next time you see those two characters again, they're very suspicious of the original group, to the point they're like, when's the last time you saw us? And they're like, just this afternoon. And they're like, it's been 5 days for us.
Oh.
So they play around the idea that the witch is capable of...
time manipulation.
Manipulating time in the forest itself and things like that. And... I kind of don't want to spoil too much of it, because that's like one hook that got me on board with this story. But the best part of the movie is when they finally do get to the cabin. The first character goes in. One character's too scared, won't go in. I don't want to get too pinpointed here, but one character goes in, one character stays out. He goes in, and you follow his whole movement through the house.
Uh-huh.
How he goes through. And at a certain point, you're wondering why it's so specific that he's going down this corridor, down that hallway, and upstairs. And you also are like, wait, isn't it only two floors? And he goes up three or four floors, and you're trying to map it out in your head where he is in the house. When the second character runs in there, because, by the way, you get to see a creature, finally.
Finally!
he chases her into the house. She goes in. Her entire route is completely different than his.
That's cool.
The house is 100% different than the first
one. That's cool.
Very interesting stuff. But it still builds up to pretty much the exact same ending you got in the first film, which is the only
thing. Him standing in the corner?
Standing in the corner. They
really?
They even explain why that happens, that if you don't look at the witch, it can't hurt you.
Interesting. So no one yells out, "Oh, witch!" No?
Kind of. I mean,
they do.
They see glimpses of it wandering around the corridors, and you do see it. The audience sees it, but the main character doesn't see it, because she films it from behind her. So she's not looking at it, but the audience is.
Oh, interesting.
Now, the writer of the movie said that that's not the witch, per se. Mm-hmm. That it might be someone else that the witch had been using as a pawn.
A form.
So there's a theory that that's Heather.
Ew.
20 or so years later, that's Heather. But, like, there's interesting story. There's interesting stuff to the movie, but, like, again, by and large, it's pretty much the same movie again, just with different stuff that they've added to the mythos of the movie.
All right, so then
they bring drones into the thing and stuff like that, but for the most part, like, the movie doesn't really... It introduces some new ideas that are kind of cool. That, like, if you start to think about it, that kind of makes the movie cool. But it doesn't bring enough to it that makes you be like, okay, you're dealing with a whole new movie. Like, I kind of wish that we would have had a movie that was completely about the cabin or the house.
Right.
We don't get
now,
that.
Now, okay. What I need to know is this something that you would recommend? Or is this something you recommend to people that has only seen Blair Witch.
I would definitely recommend it, because if you enjoy Blair Witch, the first Blair Witch Project film, I would definitely say see it, because it's a worthy sequel much more so than the second film, and I didn't even have a problem with the second film.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's if you like Blair Witch and you kind of want to rekindle what you liked about it, it's good on that level.
What would you give it?
I would give it a 3.
3? Interesting.
Because it's good, not great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read Barry's review.
Yes, Professor Barry did a review. It's on Facebook.com/nerdwatch. He gave it 2 stars.
He's not wrong about the things that he's saying, that it's essentially the exact same film but louder, because it really, really is. Like, there's a point in the movie where
I could use more jump scares.
I'm telling you right now, the movie is full of jump scares to the point that they almost make fun of it in a meta kind of way. Like, there's flat out a point where somebody jumps out of a character like, oh, enough with that already. She flat out says it like that, too. And you're just, and as the audience,
the grown moment, you're
like, why'd
you do that?
You get it, the levity of it, but at the same time, just like, then why do you keep doing that then?
Yeah.
Right.
All
right,
so.
They don't really build tension as much as the first film did.
Is it something that you'd go to the theater to see or just wait?
I don't know if it's like something that you would absolutely must see in a theater, because some people have motion sickness problems.
Was it that bad again?
In the sense of watching it for like the story of it and getting into the narrative of the story, then yeah, it's a good movie to watch. But if you're not the kind of person that can handle a found footage film that's constantly moving,
right?
Then I would not say you should go see it in a theater. Wait till you can watch it on a TV where it's not so big and overwhelming.
Okay, okay.
But I think it's a good movie to see.
All right. Sure. Well, I started. I haven't finished it, but I've started watching. Speaking of horror movies, I started watching 31. I'll give you my report as soon as I'm done with it.
What do you mean started watching?
By the way, speaking of,
I didn't think very positive.
No, you rent. You can. I rented it. It's you can actually rent it on Vudu. You can rent it now because.
But like, you're just watching it 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah, I just turned it on. I just flipped it on, but yeah, I was watching it, and then of course. John Carpenter had some very choice words for Rob Zombie this week.
Oh, that was great.
You do realize that feud is from years ago, right?
Oh, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but they basically
regurgitated
an older argument.
Oh, really?
Those two haven't had any real problems with each other. I mean, think about it. Halloween 2 came out how long ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why would John Carpenter all of a sudden say nasty things about... Like he said, if you look at John Carpenter's Facebook, he goes on to say, is like, for everybody that's finding all this interest in this new story or whatever, like, we talk Sunday and we bury the hatchet, it's fine. Move on.
Well, that sucks.
That's
really
what I love about John Carpenter. John Carpenter is just so no BS. He's just like, move on. It's not even a big deal.
That's why I love John Carpenter.
He doesn't care.
He's such a stud. I wish he'd make more movies.
But more to the point, he went and dealt with it.
He's going
to
make Star Wars The Force Awakens 3.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He is making the next Halloween movie, finally enough.
Thank God. As a producer, though. But anyway, listen.
Star Wars Halloween.
All right.
Star Wars Michael Myers in space.
Because it worked really well for the holiday special, so they're going to bring it back for the Halloween.
Wrong serial killer.
Oh, is that the wrong serial killer? Oh, gotcha. Also this week, opening up this week, is another film starring Chris Pratt. That charming lad from
Guardians
that
of the Galaxy.
Fun film, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That guy is a magnificent bastard.
He is a magnificent bastard. He, of course, is in a film starring the one and only...
I just want to French that guy.
He stars with or alongside...
I want to kiss him.
Denzel Washington.
French stuff.
Yes, Denzel Washington. He stars alongside Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, and a cast of others in the remake.
The guy who played Storm Shadow in G.I. Joe's in the movie.
Byung-Hun Lee.
That guy has a bigger get than Chris Pratt.
They did a remake.
I don't remember what his name is, but
The Magnificent Seven. I, of course, am a huge fan of the original story, which was from Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai, which is phenomenal. I recommend anybody to see that. And, of course, I'm very fond of the 1960s film, The Magnificent Seven, which is amazing, which is one of my favorites because my dad and I enjoyed that together. They remade Magnificent Seven. Antoine Fuqua was in the director's seat.
Actually, Bug's Life was the next remake.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. No, Bug's Life is exactly Magnificent Seven.
But the Magnificent
Seven.
He's
serious. He's serious.
It is, actually, when you think about it. Bugs Life is kind of Magnificent
Seven.
Or Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai, right. Could be. Magnificent Seven that is essentially the same simple story as the last film.
Or
the last film, which was, of course, there a small western town was being accosted by a robber baron who wanted their land for the gold that was in it, and a woman decides to hire Denzel Washington to...
Is that his name in the movie?
His name is...
Like he plays himself?
Denzel. He plays himself. Yeah. His name is... Actually, his name Denzel, in the movie is Chisholm.
Huh?
His name is Chisholm.
Did he show he's like, King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
That's what I was waiting for.
Who's King Kong?
But the Magnificent Seven is...
wait a minute. Who is King Kong? Who am I? And he just has this esoteric like problem. Yeah. And he just leaves.
Right, and it then Bill and Ted show up and pull him into the...
Right.
Dude, that movie's getting better and better. We should have wrote it.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Magnificent Seven is the best summer movie we never got.
Oh, hell.
It is. I'm telling you right now that the Magnificent Seven was spectacular.
You did say Vincent D'Onofrio was in.
Vincent D'Onofrio was in.
That guy's never in good movies.
He's a beast.
D'Onofrio.
He's fantastic. Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio. He was in it.
You know, everybody knows him from The Cell.
Vincent DiGiorno.
That's right.
That's like guy famous for making microwave pizzas.
It's let me just put it this way: Magnificent Seven is a movie that has very
it's not
much
delivery. It's D'Onofrio.
It's D'Onofrio.
Magnificent Seven. It's not delivery. It's D'Onofrio.
It's crazy. It's the best.
That's
of both.
The name of the pod,
it's the best of both worlds. It feels very much like a 1950s western, but it has the sense of abilities
of a
1960s western, very spaghetti western-ish.
Ten years later,
yeah,
a very Asian guy.
Well,
spaghetti
westerns were very different because they were very dark, they were more violent, the very different camera angles because they're all shot in Italy, so they were called spaghetti westerns. Those are the ones that made Clint Eastwood famous. So they did Antoine Fuqua.
Know what that 8 movie did?
They were called the Man with No Name. They were called the Man with No Name westerns because he didn't really have a name, like For a Few Dollars More. For a Fistful of Dynamite.
A specific Good, Italian Bad, the Ugly. Director.
Sergio Leone.
And yeah, that's why Sergio they were called Italian. Well, he
filmed,
Western.
And they were, but they were actually filmed in Italy. Right. And if you ever watched.
Lasagna Western sound terrible.
That's right.
If you were. I mean, if you watched the original Django, the original Django is in Italian.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You should.
It's really good.
It's really good. No, you're right.
He carries a Gatling gun around.
Is there an Italian version of A Bug's Life? Because I watch that.
But I have to tell you that Magnificent Seven is phenomenal. I gave my review is up on mywatch.com. You can check it out at facebook.com/thenerdwatch. I gave it a 3.5-star rating. I almost feel like I should have just given it 4 because it was that good. The only reason why I knocked it down to 3.5 is because the movie's PG-13, and I thought it was violent enough that it actually should have gotten an R rating.
But that's not...
That's not a qualitative story.
Like it kind of is.
You can say the F word once and have a lot of violence and it be a PG-13.
And the only reason why I... Because it kind of... Because I was expecting...
Gore doesn't make a story better.
Well, here's the thing is that it detracted from my enjoyment of it because, you walk into a PG-13 movie, and you guys might be right, but... I walked into a PG-13 movie expecting, shootouts and things like that, but I wasn't expecting some of the more visceral scenes in the film. But it has more to do with the fact, and it has a lot to do with the story, because the reason why I knocked it half a point for the rating was because you get so connected with these characters because they're so good.
Then it should have went up a rating.
I almost felt that way.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Weird.
It is
would,
weird.
That,
it does.
That would affect
it
your
did.
Rating on
it did.
The movie.
It did. Because
the fact that it wasn't a rated R.
Yeah, it really... I don't know.
That's a weird thing.
I was rethinking it the whole time, and I thought that I was fair enough with it.
You know? Really this movie should have been a PG, but it's only a rated G.
It's
so
only
I'm
rated
knock
G.
It back two
yeah. I will say this: everybody was great. And Chris Pratt was fantastic in it.
He's fantastic.
Ethan Hawke was great.
But isn't he just Chris Pratt in a Western film? Like
he is. He
doesn't seem like he has a lot of range.
He is Star-Lord in this movie, but he does. There is a little more gravitas to his character in the film. He's good.
Dancing off and
Matt, you should. Everybody should go see The Magnificent Seven. It's really. It's really good.
Like, he goes to do the show down with the last guy, and he's like, what are you doing? Stand up, bro! This is me!
This isn't the Bollywood version of Ant's Life.
No.
It's a book.
So, Magnificent Seven should be seen. I think everybody... I think it's a very enjoyable film, and it's a lot of fun. Woody Allen, too, by the way. Anyway, moving on from movies to television shows, fall movie season has begun. There is a lot of television to behold. We've got the premiere of
stuff.
Supergirl.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That starts
the show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We got the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We've got the big
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
They really skipped on the Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, episode. Did they?
I was watching. It was like maybe like three or four. I didn't watch it all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I could have used more Ghost Rider. Mostly because I'm
saying he didn't really watch it, but it sucked.
I'm not an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s fan, so it's like I'm not like, ooh, what's going on with that character?
Right.
I just want to see Ghost Rider do stuff.
Right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premiered. You weren't too impressed with it. We also got The Big Bang Theory, which is back for another season.
Wow.
That show has got to – I think that show's got to die sometime.
It.
I think that show
– I think it should end with a Big Bang.
Such a joke. Well,
that's the theory.
That's the theory.
God, that was lame.
Yeah. Also, that's the name of the podcast.
Also, we got a new
not.
We got a new show.
It's still not. It's not Delivery. It's D'Onofrio.
Which
it's still that.
We
it's,
got Lethal Weapon this week with Damon Wayans.
Oh, which I heard is it? Actually not bad.
It's not bad. I have to say that it's not bad. I'm very. I don't know if it's because I really.
I want to hate it, but
yeah,
I'll give
it's
a shot.
Not bad. Lethal Weapon's pretty good. I will say there was a show that I was disappointed in that Fox premiered this week.
Exorcist.
Yes. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, really?
I wanted so much
I
more
heard
for
the
that.
Final moments of that first episode are pretty good, though.
Promise, yes.
I heard this directed by Rennie Harlan, though. It's weird that he rang that bell twice.
Yeah, it's – you know, I got to tell you something. Gina Davis is in there, and for the first time ever,
Gina
Davis –
Well, of course
Davis, she is. She's showing her age in that one, and Alan Ruck is in there. Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off is
Yes,
in
I know
there.
Who Alan Ruck is.
Of course. Well, I'm telling everybody as well. I have to say that I'm going to stick with The Exorcist. I really want it to work out.
I'm very distracted that Bill and Ted's on TV right now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. One of the greatest.
Guys?
And they were talking about trying to get a reunion between Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves to do a new movie.
They are. They're actually.
It's happening.
They're writing
it. What's even weirder about it is that it's Keanu Reeves that's pushing that
Yeah,
film.
He's pushing it. He wants to write
it. Oh, because he's Alex a genius. Winter.
He's writing it. They're writing it, him and Alan.
I mean, this is a great franchise. I mean, I don't know if you remember the cartoon was great.
Yeah.
The current comic book is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the cartoon was right up there with Ace Ventura.
And the Police Academy cartoon.
And the Police Academy cartoon was pretty good. And the Back to the Future cartoon was
good,
too.
And when Alf had a cartoon.
The Alf cartoon was amazing. They were on Melmac.
When MC Hammer had a cartoon.
That was one of my favorite. Stanley. His name was Stanley in the cartoon.
Wow.
And he was a pet shop owner, right? Or music store.
Wait, Alf was or MC Hammer was?
MC Hammer. The MC Hammer cartoon.
MC Hammer was called Stanley?
His name was Stanley, and he was like a friendly neighborhood, like Mr. Fix-It or something.
Didn't that come on after the Backstreet Boys cartoon? Or
New Kids.
It was no, it was New Kids. The New Kids had a cartoon.
Yeah.
And Donnie had that ignorant rat tail.
Oh, good God.
Ignorant rat tail.
That's the name of the podcast.
No, that's my Facebook profile name.
Is there anything else this week anybody had a chance to watch? There was that new show Pitch. About the female.
I heard from Swan that Luke Cage went live last night.
No
way.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
It's September 30th.
I was going to say, September 30th is Luke Cage.
Oh. We all got falsed on that one.
Never mind.
That was bad.
Wow. Hey, either way, I didn't see
stupid,
it.
Man.
We're stupid, bro.
So either September 30th is Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is going to be so good.
Yeah,
there's a black guy in that show.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
This week we have...
Oh, yeah, by the way, my friend who I visited in New York, Dan. Mm-hmm. So we have listeners all over the country, by the way, just so you... Maybe you'll clean up your act a little bit.
Oh, okay.
People are listening.
Oh, good, good, good.
But Dan is a regular listener. I was so flattered that he actually listens. I was like, but then I was like kind of embarrassed because he was like, is that G-Money guy for real? Is he like really?
Is that the
like
guy?
The sexist racist guy?
And say, gee, you thought that I would be the problem.
No,
but I'm not the problem.
You're also the problem.
Oh, okay.
let's
leave that up to Dan.
Yeah,
let's
life
let
matters.
Dan decide.
Let me.
Go on our Facebook.
What the Dan? Let me clarify a few things. Let me break what they call in the wrestling business kayfabe.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Wasn't kayfabe like married to Britney Spears?
I think so.
Cool. Cool. I'm glad we cleared that up.
I just want you to know that everything we do here is for humor. It is we are equal opportunity offenders, and we mean nothing by it. But, of course, we do want you to be mildly offended by it. We do our best to be – we hope
outrage
we're at least,
sells better than sex.
That's right, sir. That's why you're on the show, Todd Bernardi. But anyway.
I thought I was on the show.
And we don't get sex.
Lots of TV coming up this week. Kiefer Sutherland did Designated Survivor. I watched that. Empire's
24,
back.
24, but he's the president.
That's right.
That's where that show is.
Empire is back for its third season.
Right. Empire's back.
Empire is back. You know what? I finally watched one episode of that. I watched the third
it's
season's
really good,
first
actually.
Episode.
I watched the first season.
I tell you what. You know what that show is? And I hope no one takes this the wrong way. It is purely trash television. Like, you can't help but watch it because it's so ridiculous. There are so many ridiculous events that happen in that show that you can't
help
but
anything to say about the music? The music is incredible.
I don't like the hip hop. Anyway,
and you didn't watch The Get Down either, did you?
The hip hop.
Yeah.
The
hippie hop.
Yeah, I don't like the hip hop.
Man, you should have said it in your southern accent.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't
like the raps. I don't like the raps.
And you kids, get off my yard.
That's right. Get off my lawn.
Get out.
No, I'm just kidding. But I
that rap music belongs to the devil.
The Empire is not for me, for sure. But I mean, I know why people enjoy it. But it's not a show for me.
Because it's good and you don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's not that I don't like it.
Next
I just
thing you're going to say Game of Thrones sucks.
Wow, I don't think I'd ever say that.
Yeah, there's too much nudity in that.
Yeah, there is.
For us to say bad, right. Ooh, boo.
I started watching a show that came out just a few months ago, or just a couple, just a month ago on HBO called The Night Of. That show.
I just started that show, too.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. It canceled.
No, it went only 8 episodes.
It's free. Canceled.
Thanks.
There's no season 2.
There's no season 2?
No.
You just got Firefly.
I just got
Firefly. Oh, man. That's
just
awesome.
Got Firefly.
Can we get Firefly?
I like that. You Just Got Firefly should be the name of the show.
No. That's stupid. No. But I hope we get Firefly.
Everyone's going to be so ecstatic once they read that title. They're going to be like, Nerdwatch got canceled.
Hope the Nerdwatch got canceled.
So, by the way, just a side note. Just tell Dan.
I'm going to use that for everything.
We do everything for entertainment purpose only.
That's Dan. Right?
He's a smart guy. He gets it.
Is he really? Is he smart?
He's a lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard those guys aren't.
He helps all kinds of people.
Oh, does he?
He's a very helpful
even
dude.
Is he blind?
Even Hindus.
No, he's not blind.
No? Does he dress up in a red costume at night in Hell's
Kitchen?
Does
he have an office in Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah, does he?
I don't know. I think his office is kind of
Is his name Murdoch?
No.
I
said, okay. He just said his name
McGinnis
is Dan.
Rossi. Yeah, Dan.
Dan, pay attention.
If anybody's in need of any criminal or civil law,
go to New York and go see Dan.
Go see Dan. All right. All right, Dan. So listen, you can cut that check to Nerdwatch. Thanks a lot, Alika. Good job. Anyway.
I'm always flattered when people come in and tell. And actually, I meet a lot of listeners. I thought we were kind of speaking into the void with this thing,
mm-hmm.
which is why I don't mind that it gets kind of ridiculous. And now I'm like, oh, no, I'm associated with these guys.
Well, correct, sir. Correct. Well, that's okay.
I've heard some comments from the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, too.
I really don't care.
Oh, really? What have they
and
said?
I work at a senior center that people watch this show.
This is like trash television on public access.
Oh, sweet.
I always get
that. We are like the empire of
when
podcasts.
When I'm out, I always get, hey, gee, I seen your show. It's like, hey, that's great. Thanks. So I was like,
but that's all they say.
That's
they're
all
like,
they
oh, I
seen
your
it.
Show.
That's it. They don't tell you anything.
Right.
They don't tell you if it's good or not. They just, yeah.
It's normally followed by, you suck, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
you I suck, want to change the channel on
Who
you.
Says bro anymore?
Listen, and then he throws his vape at you.
In Hawaii? Who says bro?
Like, he uses it like.
Well, bro, that's
ironically.
You suck, bro.
Like, he'll add syllables and it means something completely different.
Yeah.
Like, Brotendo?
No. Not things like that. It's like.
Brody?
Like, if he Brosif. If you're surprised, he's like, bro. Like, wow. What?
That's good. Well, listen, gents, it's almost time for us to wrap up the video portion of the show. I just want you guys to know that this week in gaming – thanks. That was
brilliant. What the frick was that?
What the hell? This week,
I think you're going to get edited more than I am.
Not in gaming. This week in video, there is a couple
in video
of titles
gaming?
There's some titles to pick up, but one in particular is the one that we're going to talk about is that finally available on Blu-ray.
Woo, Tetris!
Warcraft is on Blu-ray and DVD.
Go to
and
Target so you can
4K.
Get the one with Paula Patton on
That's
the cover.
The one I want.
That's Foxy.
It looks awesome. I want it. So Warcraft is out
on... she's
got
an underbite. You're into that?
I'm into that.
And there's a lot of stuff. There's like a lot of Blizzard freebies that come with it.
There's a 53-minute motion comic extra in
but
that.
No one's going to watch.
I will. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I like
I'll
motion comics.
I love Blizzard stuff.
15 minutes.
Have you ever watched
a
motion comic?
Oh, I own a couple of motion
Those
comics.
Suck.
I really don't
I like
them.
I enjoy.
I watched
you know
the Watchmen one and I didn't like it.
I like the storytelling.
I always click aspect. On the links on YouTube thinking it's a cartoon because the art looks great, and then it's a motion comic.
It's,
like,
it's literally
sucks.
Just a comic book that kind of sort of moves.
It's like when you had school assemblies and they brought out the projector and you got all excited, but then you realized it was the slideshow projector and you're like, this
it's
is
It's like
crap.
One notch above a pop-up book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if
the,
you're in
the Blizzard ones are pretty decent, though.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that. And if you are in the market for a very cool movie, if you're a fan of Blizzard, or if you never had a chance to watch Warcraft, it's available
or
now.
Or if you like Paula Patton.
Paula Patton
I
was
do.
An awesome half-human, half-orc. Mm.
Yeah, the freebies I meant were like the Heroes of the Storm skin and Overwatch
what,
skin.
Is that a special for a certain retailer, do you know?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think it's just you buy it
oh,
and you
sweet.
Get it.
Oh, great. I didn't know that. I had
I think
no
there's
idea.
An Overwatch skin.
There's a lot you don't know.
Wow.
Heroes of the Thanks. Storm and maybe a pet or...
For Warcraft?
For Warcraft, yeah.
Nice. I can't wait. I can't wait to pick it up. I was going to pick it up tonight, but of course had some issues at home, so I had to deal
right,
with it.
Right, right, right. And you had to come here, right?
I had to come here.
So, yeah. Yeah. Priorities.
Priorities. But anyway, enjoy that as well. This week on this week in gaming, if you wanted to pick up a game or two, there are FIFA came out this week. FIFA 17. Also, Forza Horizon 3 came. Forza
so
Horizon
good.
3 came out this week as well.
So realistic.
I heard it's phenomenal.
They kick balls all day.
They can do. It's great.
It's so realistic.
It is.
It's, it offers you bribes.
It does.
Pretty much.
It does. It's pretty cool.
You can pick referees by, feigning injuries.
Feigning
injuries.
They do. They flop. They definitely flop.
You can do that in NBA 2K16.
I have 17.
Nobody plays you.
NBA 2K17 is fantastic. I have that at home. It's great. Nobody I started playing. You? I started. By the way, I started playing Deus Ex Mankind
into,
Divided.
NFLs.
That game is great.
What?
I am loving it. Mankind Divided. Deus Ex?
Oh,
it's
nice.
Good. It's really good. I started playing that.
Good for you, man.
Deus Ex?
Deus Ex.
Oh.
Stop it. and then...
Mankind Divided, Afternoon Delight.
And then, and then certainly, last but not least, opening up in theaters this weekend, if you guys are interested. There is a great movie that I'm very interested in watching, starring of the Mark Wahlberg, Kate Hudson, John Malkovich, Kurt Russell, the man, Kurt Russell. It's called Deepwater Horizon.
The computer wore tennis shoes himself.
Deepwater Horizon looks phenomenal, and we finally are getting...
One?
Huh?
Deep is that the oil rig?
Yeah, it's the oil rig. Oh.
Doesn't
it
sound
really
like a 90s horror film the way they
Deep
Water it?
Yeah, they just like Deep Star 6.
It sounds like a 90s horror film.
It's weird to live in a time like in the 90s, had any of these disaster movies come out that are based on actual disasters, would have been called completely shameless and tasteless and in just absolutely poor taste to make a blockbuster movie based on a tragedy like
you
that.
Know, you know what it is? I think we live in a
oh,
different...
Was it a real thing?
Yeah, it was.
The Deepwater Horizon, 11 workers died, and I guarantee... Yeah. That they had to pay BP to use the rights to the disaster because BP owns the rights to the disaster, I bet.
I think
and those families, how much
I
of
think
that
we
was,
live in a different day and age.
That's the oil disaster? Well that never got well.
That's the rig in the Gulf of Mexico that created that
right.
giant spill that they couldn't plug up.
And here's the thing is that the deep I think it's because we get movies like this now more often is because we're always looking for more real life heroes. I think what really changed us or transformed us was obviously September 11th. So we're always
but even
looking
that,
for those.
The movie based on that was.
That,
I think people were so uncomfortable with that.
The movies. The movies.
I think
based
everybody
on that.
In the theater was going too soon.
United 93 was a fantastic movie, by the
isn't
way.
A good movie?
United
so
93 is phenomenal.
Like sponsored by Dawn Dishel.
Yeah, it was very respectful, by the way. You should watch it. And then,
no,
not to get, we don't want to get too deep.
What would the sequel be? Like, they're just cleaning ducks for like 2 hours.
Isn't that what they did?
They did.
That's what they did.
No, actually, in the Gulf of Mexico, they released toxic dispersants that caused the oil to coagulate offshore. and settle on the bottom of the ocean. So
they had to clean that up too.
So there's not a lot of onshore cleanup, and it's kind of an illusion.
Yeah. So there's some interesting issues addressed in Deepwater Horizon.
So next week you're gonna make ice cream not fun?
I'm making something that's not fun, not fun. You take fun things and ruin them, Todd.
Finally, opening up in theaters this weekend is Tim Burton's latest.
X-Men First Class Part 2.
That's right. The peculiar school of...
That's the better X-Men.
Miss Peregrine's Peculiar School of...
Tell me
Peculiar
that's
Children
the,
or something?
That's
I can't
not
remember.
X-Men, school of
Peculiar Children, I think is what it's called.
PQs.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Tim Burton's latest.
It's a Pokemon movie.
It's getting some good... It's getting
it might
some,
as well just be called Tim Burton Still Sucks.
It's getting some decent reviews. They're saying the story's bad, but the effects are amazing. Man. So I'm down.
I
want to watch
it. A couple good movies.
And Ava Green's in there.
Ava Green's in there. Guess who else is in there? Samuel Jackson.
You know, I didn't even know he was in that movie till today.
Are you the same Ava Green from Dreamers?
The same Ava
Green.
The
French actress?
The same Ava Green that was in Casino Royale.
Seen the Dreamers?
Stop it. I have. Stop it. Anyway, we are out of time, boys and girls. Facebook Live, YouTube, Akaku, we're out of time. And podcast listeners, we're out of time. You guys can watch us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can find us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation as well. And you can find us on Instagram at _NerdWatch. I, of course, am G Money, and for Gannon, for the one and only Todd Bernardi, for the one and only gaming guru himself, the one and only format, and then, of course, our comic book chairman, the man who is the owner of Maui Comics and Collectibles, Alika, the comic book chairman, and then, of course, big ups to the man himself,
CEO of Maui Comics.
That's right, is the comic book henchman. For being such a good cameraman.
He's the mailroom boy.
He is the
hold on. The mailroom boy?
Yeah. You know.
The mailroom boy. The mail boy.
And then,
I'll be the female room boy.
I want to thank... I want to thank the man
the
himself, Silent Sean, for not having a... Weak,
Lunge Master Zero.
The Lunge Master.
We love you, Sean.
And not having a weak wrist, being able to film Facebook Live this whole time. Yeah, I know. So thank you to him for that. So until next week, boys and girls, we got a lot more to talk about. More games, more movies. We're getting into the fall season, and it's going to get better from here. All right, so until then, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys,
Aloha!
Boo Snickens!
Is the D'Onofrio ready?